Simon Reish Tamach Gimel. Halakas Neir Shabbos, Sif Aleph, through, till we'll be able to get through. At least, Hagdama to the Din of Achas Anoi, if we're not going to be able to get to all the Pratim. But if we can be Masadr, the Inyanim, I think it'll make everything a lot easier for those that are in the middle or haven't started learning it. Bezor Hashem. Sif Aleph, the Machaber says, Yezor Lasis Neir Yoche. V'yeshu Mechav Nelasis Bez Psyllus, Echa Kinen Gezofa, Echa Neir Shomer. And you could add on, says the Rama, Yechon Lahoysef, Gimel Eidah Neir, Zvechein Nogu. Not a problem. Why? Ki Yechon Lahoysef, Ladover HaMuchovin, Nega Dover Acher, Vashli Yechoysef. The Makar is actually from a Mordechai in Sukkot. In Rosh Hashanah, that says that even though there's supposed to be 10 Sukkot Malchiyos, 10 Zechronis, 10 Shofaris, nevertheless, you could add on Keneged Asar Mamoritz, Keneged whatever it is, there's a Dibris. Nevertheless, you add it add on. So too, even though there's an Indian to have Zachar, Keneged Zachar Shomer, you're allowed to add on that as a Minhag Olam. Many people, not all people, add on every time that they have a child, they add on another there. And certainly if a woman forgets, the halacha is that she's supposed to add on, and on that Dharma says there's no problem to add on. Now with regard to what does it mean that there's a Ner Yafa, Yishli Zorlas is Ner Yafa, what does it mean? Some of the Elam was Madaik that it says the Mishabur is Mitzayin, Ayin Lakamon Tim Reis Amadal Tivov. When he says Mitzvah Yirala Seisei Yafa, Ayin Lakamon Reis Amadal Tivov, that's what we saw in the next Simon that says Mitzvah Minim Mokhurt use Shemen Zayin. And the reason why Shemen Zayin is Mitzvah Minim Mokhurt because it burns nicely. So Ner Yafa means a Ner which is going to burn nicely. If you look at the Mimogod of Nation of Rome, Sifkat and Aleph, it seems that that's how he learns also. Ner Mahudr B'Shemen Zayin. The Ner Yafa is B'Shemen Zayin, or something that burns nicely, that's what a Ner Yafa is. Now, if you look, Kevitz Halacha, it brings out Shmuel Kamenetsky, that there's also Ken Zayin, that there's an Indian also to have more Neris. There's also an Indian of Ner Yafa, and to have longer Neris, longer candles, or more oil, that it should burn for a longer time. It's Madurik like that of Lavush. Lavush says that the more light, the merrier. And therefore, it's more of an Einik Shabbos. And that's really Madurik in the Lashon of the Gemara. There's something I'm wondering with Daik that it says, Rogel B'Shragi Tuva. They would have a lot of candles. What's the meaning of Rogel B'Shragi Tuva? So the truth is, not all Rishayim are Geris Tuva, like they point out. The Rosh seems not to be Geris Tuva. The Churotet is not Geris Tuva. Nevertheless, the Girsa that we have Lefanenu is Tuva, and therefore to have a lot of light, either because you have many candles, or because you have longer candles, therefore it burns for a longer time, is also Kenzai Nichlal, says B'Shmuel, in the mitzvah of Lasis Ner Yafa. Now he brings down in the bottom, that he asks B'Shmuel Kamenetsky, how about having silver candelabra, or silver candlesticks? Is that also considered in Ner Yafa? The truth is that the Mishnah Berurah, for some reason, doesn't bring this down. Mishnah Berurah in Ner Chanukah does mention that, and over here he does not mention that. Mashmoy says that in Ner Chanukah it's not Nichlal in Ner Yafa. And that's what he said, that it's not Nichlal in Ner Yafa, but it is Nichlal in Kovid Mitzvah. It's not Hidr, but it's Kovid Mitzvah, and that is Shemdumani the Minig Erlam, that 99.9% of the people have silver candlesticks, or some silver candelabra. The second halacha that the Mechaber brought down is to have two candles, and then against Keneged Zachar V'Shomer. Now, like we mentioned, since that's the Iker, even though the Rambam says you could add on to that, but the Iker Inyan is Keneged Zachar V'Shomer, so I don't want it to be more, that maybe you should not have two. There's two possibilities of how to light candles. You could either light two candlesticks, and if you're adding on, have smaller ones, or you could have a candelabra that has all the candlesticks together. Maybe there's an Inyan to have two candlesticks, and the rest of them should be different. That should stand out. That you don't connect Zachar V'Shomer. The truth is, the Maamar Mordechai says that. Maamar Mordechai Taka says that it's a minig Yafa Zachar, it's a minig Nochan, he says. That if you're lighting more than two, then you should have two. He says that was the minig back then. You should have two candlesticks, and then you have something that has four, something that has six, depending on whatever the minig is. Seven and ten, the Mishnah Berurah says. Connect Shivis Meishvua, ten Sarsa Dibris, whatever it is. Either way, but there's an Indian to have two, or and then have the rest of them. Nevertheless, many people do have a candelabra. One point that the place can point out, the Shemesh Shabbos Gechosa in Perek Mem Gimel, the first halacha, the Haggah, the first sif, he says that if you're going to light with a candelabra, nevertheless, one should not light with a candelabra that has seven branches. Even if the seven branches are in a circle, nevertheless, it's still al sadin that is named to the Menorah, you should not light like that. Now that really is a point of contention. The Mechaber says this in Yerideya. The Machaber says that one should not make a candle, one should not make a menorah that's like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, that's made out of any metal, not just gold, even out of any type of metal. Out of wood is fine, but any type of metal, since it's evident, it should be used in the Beis HaMikdash, therefore you're not allowed to make a menorah. Now, if you look at the Pesach Tshuva there, the Pesach Tshuva says, brings down machlekes, he's machriya ataka l'chumra, but he brings down machlekes if they're not in a straight line. They're round in a circle, which is generally the way that to make a candelabra, is that also a problem? So he says, in the case where you have six in a round and one in the middle, he says that's also a problem, even though they're not in the same line. However, he brings down to those that are, there are those that are makom. I do recall, when I was much younger, I have five siblings, and my mother used to lay seven. That's where we used to have a candelabra that's seven, also around in a circle. Like the Mekelim, that's not a problem, since it's not Dima to how it was in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, I remember at one point, I think it broke, and my mother wanted to buy a new one, and by that time they were already not selling. Do not sell in any stores, as far as I know, Bizmanenu, with seven. You can buy with eight, and you can buy with six, and they even give you little silver things that look like a flame that you can stick inside, and it should look nice. But Kimdumani, in the regular silver stores, Bizmanenu, you cannot buy one that has seven, and the Pashtus is for this reason. Now, with regard to where one should light, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Yesh noyagin lahalik zayin eris keneged zayin mei hashvua, miyesh asar keneged asar sadibris." They bring down even lamed vav. I think one time I actually saw that. I didn't count it. A person was staying in my house, and the door was open for a second. There was a lot of light, and someone in the house got very worried. So I opened up, and I saw there was place was covered with tea lights. I don't know exactly how many. But there is an inim to also 36, which was the amount of hours that the Aragonus was shown before it was 12 hours up until Shabbos, and 24 hours of Shabbos. Connected that, 36 candles, connected the 36 shoyis. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Ein Tzrichim Liyos Kulan Al HaShulchan. They don't all have to be in the Shulchan. L'chor Meduyik, that some of them do have to be on the Shulchan. The question is, Bizmaninu, there are very many people, women that do not want to put the candlesticks on the table, because they're scared that none of the kids should get to that, nothing should hit into it, it should knock it over, and therefore many people have a shelf or a table on the side or a shelf on the wall, these type of things. It sounds like one should rather have some on the, at least have some on the table, not all of them. He says, no, slav dafka. It just means b'makom asuda. It doesn't mean ein tzrichim liyos kulan al shulchan. He says al shulchan. It just means b'makom asuda. If you're lighting 10, you don't have to put them all in the b'makom asuda. You can spread them around the house. That's also you still mekayim the inyan. But it doesn't have to be. Not only that, the Kabbalah Chaim says that in Sifkot Samaches, he says that there's an inyan dafka not to have it on the shulchan, because it's b'dayim to the Beis HaMikdash to the Mishkan, where you have the menorah is b'tzofen and the shulchan is b'tzofen and the menorah is b'darim. And Rav Blayin Nechir Sadar brings it down, quotes it, Shemir Shabbos Kefasa, also quotes it. I don't know if that's how they're going along, I said that you shouldn't, but L'chor Bachas, there is a good makar for those that do not put it on the table, because there is an inyan to taka separate the two and not have them mamish right next to each other. But certainly the Pashas Mishnah Berurah is for those that do put it on the table, there is the inyan, and hopefully when it gets Beis Hashem Hemshech, when it gets to Ribui Ur on the whole inyan of lighting nearest and Shabbos, can then we'll see that there's an inyan that dafka you should light, that they should be dafka on the table, you should mamish be eating next to the nearest. Now the Ramah says that a woman that forgets to light should add on another ner. That's certainly the meaning of the Olam, Kimdumani. I don't know how the Sfaradim are noyik with regard to that. The Beis Yosef doesn't bring it down, it's only brought down on the Darkimation of the Ramah from the Maril. Maril Ki Yodua was from the Gedolei Achrenei Poskei Ashkenaz, and I don't know Bechlal that I didn't see whether or not Sfaradim are noyig like this. Certainly the Ashkenazim are noyig like this. There's different minhagim what to do. As a matter of fact, the Shari Tshuva says Yosef Tov Lazeis Misha Shokhal Shetaspik Laniya Achaz Shemen La Lokom. This is better if you forgot one time, so then give to a woman, a poor person. It says Avol Aminik Laisef Ner. The minhag is not that way. Now the minhag is Laisef Ner. I actually know somebody that does like the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah says that Isha Aniya Yesh Lahakov Shoshokha Shatesat Koyameh Ma'at Shemen Bener. that any shaniyah, if she can't afford to put another whole nair, she could just add a little bit to her nair. Now, a little bit of oil to the two nairs that she lights, and that's also b'seder. I know something that does that. I think maybe because of embarrassment. I'm not exactly sure it was right after they got married. They forgot, and they light the full cups. I think the first few weeks they lit like water and oil, and then now they light full cups of oil because they taka forgot one time. Either way, to be ma'aser, certainly that is a minhag. Now, the Bi'ur Halacha says that even though the Prima Gadim says that a woman who's going to light three and she forgets one week and she lights two, she should also add a third one because she did not light. She add another one. In other words, from now on she should light four. But she's light four. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah Berurah, the whole thing is a chiddush. That's the truth, and it's only a minug. And in the Chabayah Lechidusha, in the case that we talked about, the Imamish didn't light, as opposed to the case where you lit and you just forgot an extra one that's the right amount of numbers, then in a Chanami, you do not have to add another one. Now, the Chur, this Klal of the Mishnah Berurah, we might need to use to be patient a lot of different Sfikas. There's many, many, if you look in the Paiske, is Manenu, Chabri is Manenu, they bring up Kama Kama Sfikas, when exactly. Oh, we'll get to that in a second. At what point, when was the knas said? Now it's clear that when it's an einus, the knas was not said. Therefore, if a woman gets stuck in traffic, she's on her way home, she gets stuck in traffic, then she was an einus. If she lit. One second, we'll get to it in a second, exactly what. Let's say she fell asleep. Or she couldn't buy an iris. These type of things. She wanted to and she couldn't. It wasn't shown. The Chur in these cases are all considered einus. The only question is, if it's Chalas B'Bshiyam. Is that considered Chalas B'Bshiyam? If you could have left earlier, you should have left earlier, and you didn't. If you left at the right amount of time, and you couldn't because there was 5 hours of backup traffic, then in Chalas B'Bshiyam, she's an einus. What was she supposed to do? The Meila, anytime that she's Be'etzim considered an einus, then we do not have the Knas. The question is, when she's not considered an einus, then what do we say in that case? So let's give a few of the different possibilities and see what her maybe telling in the timing will be what the halacha is going to be. Let's say a woman lit before Plaga Mincha. So she has the nearest lit the entire Shabbos. She has the nearest and she lit them a couple of Shabbos, but she lit them at a time that she's not yet. Not only that, the Bi'ur Halacha says somebody lights before Plaga Mincha, it's a bracha atal. You got to blow them out and start again. Because and make another bracha. Because you push a word in Yitzin. So she wasn't Yitzin Har Laka, but she lit near the Kabbat Shabbos, and she has the nearest burning the whole Shabbos. So her Mamik Rezeh Chaser. In that case, do they have a Knas or not? What happens if the woman's not home? And the husband is supposed to light, and the husband forgot. Is it Knas the husband also, or is it not Knas the husband? And if they did Knas the husband, is it Knas the husband only when he lights? Or they Knas the husband because the wife, when she lights, because the husband forgot? What's going to be in the case that a kala forgets the first Shabbos? That's probably the biggest possibility. That a kala forgets the first Shabbos because she's not used to doing it. So is the varn only because someone that she was ruggled to light and now she didn't light, therefore she has to write another one? She was never ruggled to light. Therefore she should not light another one.
Why do you have to be ruggled?
We'll get to that in a second. Her, that is mashmais. Right, that was also the way that the Prima Gadim brought it down. Shechseira near Achas Mimasha Haitzu Ragila Mitchila. If she never, what? So what's going to be a woman, she forgets, she always lights another one when she has a child. And she forgets the first week that after birth. What's that? Is that considered a Mazanera? According to Prima Gadim. According to Prima Gadim, that's Tali and Ragila. She lit two, now she had a baby. This was Maisa Shoya Dafka. Maisa Shoya Kafak. And the woman, it was really a case of Einus Lachara. They got out of the hospital right before Shabbat. And by the time they got home, it was ready after Shkia. However, that happened. And they were not able to light for Einus. Then the wife went back on Sunday and had a baby. And they lit another candle the next week for the baby. The question is, maybe she missed the first shot, but that type of scenario. She was never a rogel. And she always adds another. And this week she did it. What's that case? We'll get to it in a second. We'll get to what the nekuda is. Maybe if we'll understand the machlokes in the pirkei avot, we'll be able to be patient.
The next case is, let's say the lights are on. She has electric lights on. So she already has light. So did they also kenas you? Maybe they only kenas you because you don't have light.
But if you have light, then there's no problem.
Or if you're in somebody else's house, also the same type of shayla.
Somebody else lit, then also maybe kenas you because the mice that they lit in that house.
Now the Chara is telling in the time of what's the machlokes between the pirkei avot and the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Habdul loytzef aleh." The pirkei avot says, "Yeah, yesh loytzef aleh." So what's the machlokes? So still brought down. The Kenzan is totally in. What's the reason that you're mechuyev to? Is it because she wasn't mekayim her mitzvah? She was kavan erish ha'olam, and the meila she has a chiyev to be to light, and she didn't light. Or is it because it's like a nether? She lights every week. And since she lights every week, can we be welcome nether? And therefore, she wasn't mekayim her nether. She needs a kapara, and therefore she has to have another. This is king kapara. It's also a reminder for the future. King kapara for the fact that she wasn't mekayim her chiyev. So, if that's the case, the lechari could be a lot of these shaylas are going to be tali in this case. If she was never ragul, so she never had the nether. She never had the nether. Then in Islam, she wasn't over on the nether. The kala first week, that wouldn't have to be. But if the part is that she wasn't mekayim the mitzvah to be mamlek, she was kavan erish ha'olam, and therefore she has to be mamlek. And if she wasn't, she didn't rectify that. She needs a class. Then in Islam, she's going to have to. She's going to have to light another one. What's that? The second week of Shiva God, also, yeah, we'll be telling the same thing. Plaga Mincha, also, she lived before Plaga Mincha. So, she wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah. So, if the word is Alt Neder, she wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah. But besides the fact that there was light in the house, she did have light in the house, you could say. That's some all these shadows, you go back and forth. What's that? By? Yeah. The question is that Fakert, maybe you could say. And if I'm talking, you say Fakir, maybe that's the that. In, if the part is that she was kava nerish elolom, so therefore she has the light. Maybe she has light. That's already considered enough. She should have for Shabbos.
She didn't do the red light.
She don't do it. What was the chiv of Chazal? What's the chiv of Chazal? That's a shayla. What's the chiv of Chazal to have light? That's all. It's all nichlon that merely back to that shayla. It's all nichlon that shayla. What is the chiv of Chazal? But all these cases, how do we look at Kenzan and Nakis and Nechanami according to both times? I saw the Pesach Yeshuvah's Tainas, and I think it's a good Taino. He says that Lachur, by a lot of these Tveikas, we should just Taino Havad L'Loisavela, certainly by a Baal, certainly by a husband that forgets that we don't have a such a Knaas. And these type of cases, that it's not clear that they were Masakan in the first place, and in a Chanami, in this case you don't have a Knaas. Now, a few of Pesach Yishma Shavs, but also a few other of the Pesach Yishma Shavs, that in a case where you lit the lights, the Chavat Shabbos Kodesh, in other words, the electric lights, the bulbs, the Chavat Shabbos, a lot of people do that. They light also the regular lights, also the candles, and also the regular electric lights for Shabbos. If she did one, and then something happened, she got busy, and she forgot, by the time was Shkia. And then, in economy, as long as she lit candles, the Chavat Shabbos Kodesh, or light, the Chavat Shabbos Kodesh, then that's enough, and we're not going to pass. Now it's not probably totally Tasa Shel is Chacham. It really depends on who you're going to ask, because this is something that is very dependent on each Rav how he learned it. Ramosh has a tshuva. It's a two-line tshuva. He says that a woman that was by the mother's house b'shas isha shahisa eitzol ima b'shas hadlaka b'shachacha v'leiliga yesh liknes la lahalik oiner. He says that a woman that was by the mother's house and the mother lived, but she didn't live, then you should knas her. So if you look at the Dirshu understood that, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Ramesh doesn't say exactly what it's talking about. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, and this is it, it's talking about that they're going home after the Suda, and they be'etzem have a chiv to light in their own house, so they weren't mekayim the chiv, and therefore, that's why you should knas. But if they be staying there the entire Shabbos, they're considered semuch al shulchan aviv, maybe, then in such case, you wouldn't be mekayim too, because somebody else would. The pashtus is that any time that a woman has a chiyuv, and that's the minig for the woman to light, and she didn't light, even if she was by somebody else's house, then lechera, she should have to light another one. The only question is, in a case where she wasn't knowing, in that case, it was the husband of somebody else, if she did light in a problematic way, then you get into the shayla. The Bir Halacha discusses lighting a candle miner l'ner. How are you supposed to light? I know some people, they light with candles, they take one of the candles, they light it with a match, and then they go around, and they light the other six. Is that a problem? Says Mishnah Berurah, no, it's not a problem. To light from one candle to the next candle is not a problem.
says, not only that, to light a match from a candle and to light another candle is betzem also not a problem. However, the minhag is to be machmir. Don't light a match. Sometimes that happens. You're lighting with matches and it goes out, and you want to light another match. Instead of striking it, you'll just light it from one of the other candles and then light the candle. The Mishnah Berurah says the minhag is to be machmir not to do that. However, Mikra then it seems that it's mutter. Now, even lighting a one candle straight from another candle, the Mishnah Berurah says that, the Bir Halacha says that it's not so pashut why that should be mutter, because the two that you light at the beginning, the one or the two that you light at the beginning, that's the Iker Malacha, the rest is just extra credit. Well, right, you have to light an extra credit off of something which is an Iker Mitzvah. Then the day says the whole thing is a Kavach Shabbos, and therefore it's mutter. He ends off in the Bir Halacha with an interesting line from the El Yerabah Kosta B'Shem Panach Rozo, and the Teres of Canaan we saw brought it down also. Shetoiv Shianer M'yuchad Lahalik Boi Tomid Kol Aner Shal Shabbos. It's best to have a candle that you light all the Aners of Shabbos. If you look at the Teres of Canaan, El Yerabah, they bring this down. Isha Yiras Hashem, a woman who is the Yori Shamayim, should have one candle that she lights all the Shabbos. Now, all the Shabbos candles about. Now, Lulay is Mr. Fina Amina. I would say Isha Yiras Hashem should not have a candle that she should light with. She should light with dafka with a match. He says Yirshi Yerushem should not light with a match. And I say Yirshi Yerushem should light with a match. Why? Because we'll see later on, it can't tell that a woman, after she lights the candles, she's ready to mekabel Shabbos. It's a feud. If she's ready to mekabel Shabbos, then she can't put out the match. She can't put out the match. So a match you can put down and go out by itself. But a candle, what are you going to do with it? How are you going to put it out? Have somebody blow it out. It's going to blow out. Elamai is going to let it burn. It'll burn out the entire thing. How are you going to get rid of that? What's the Indian? So it's not clear exactly. What is the Indian? Why is there a mitzvah specifically to have the same candle for every Shabbos? So the truth is that we don't have the Panach Rozo. It's not brought down. I have to give Mechab and say that we don't have it as they bring it down. Nevertheless, from the way that the Mishnah Berurah seems to shtel avek this halacha, where he quotes it, which is not in the same place as Teres Gin quotes it, nevertheless, he quotes it. It seems to be that the Indian is to get rid of this issue of not being madlik miner lener and not being madlik with a match in between. The best thing is have always use a candle which you're not going to use for Shabbos. You're going to use it just to light the other candles on Shabbos. Then you never have this issue of being madlik miner lener. Lichatchila, he says, this is the best thing. Isha Yiras Hashem should have one ner. That way she's never being malik miner l'ner. Why? Because even when you're taking from one candle to the next candle, Mishnah Berurah says it's not so pashut. Because you're taking for something which is an ikar mitzvah, something which is only extra credit. What right do you have to do that? And Meili says the best thing to do is have, you light two candles, you light five candles, always have a sixth candle that you'll use to light all the five different candles. That way you're never going to get into this issue of lighting from one candle from another candle.
Why can't you turn it out?
What's that?
Why can't you turn it out?
So then we'll get to that in a few. And what point is the Kabbalah Shabbos? Is the Kabbalah Shabbos after the Bracha, after the Halakha, after both of them together? That we'll see. Depending on when you make a bracha, it also may make a difference. It's hard to make the bracha beforehand, so certainly afterwards. We that don't, that gets into a question of when she's actually in the Kabbalah Shabbos. This din that you're not allowed to take from a candle to light the other candles, when it comes to Yontif, if you want a lot of people, they have candles burning, and now they want to put on a fire onto the stove, onto the gas range. Can they take from one of the candles to light the gas range? Then the Shmir Shabbos Kosta says, yeah, you're allowed to, because the Hadlokas Neiris of Yontif is for Kol Tzorech Yontif. That's the Tzorech Yontif, Mamilo, that would be Mutter. That's Sif Aleph. Sif Beit. Echad Hanashim, Echad Hanashim, Chayav Liyas Bebatim. Lachur, the Minig will also over there would be the same thing. Bigger than should be Mutter, maybe the Minig is not that way. Echad Hanashim, Echad Hanashim. Welcome to Tzarev, certainly you'll be able to make Lachur. Chayav Liyas Bebatim, near Dolph Beshabbos. Afin Lu Eile Ma Yerichol, Shreel Alav Sachem, Alakech Shem, and Amadak Zaner. Now, it's mavur from mechaber that not only women are mechuyev in this mitzvah, also men are mechuyev in this mitzvah. The shayla is if they're mechuyev in this mitzvah, so then lachur they should have to hear the bracha. Like any mitzvah you're mechuyev in, that you have to mivar. Somebody else has to mivar for you. You should have to listen to the bracha. V'loy shamanu, all the pesukim zvanim says v'loy inu, that everybody has to get together and listen. The husband has to come over to the wife to hear the bracha. B'shas that she's being madlik the nearest. Not only that. And so the Shemesh Abbas Gachasai brings down one of the Aris, that there are those that say that a woman should dafka say the bracha quietly, that way that the husband shouldn't hear the bracha and answer Amen, because when you answer Amen, can then the shayla of a Kabbalah Shabbos, you're answering Amen to the bracha of her Kabbalah Shabbos, can then you shouldn't. The Maisa, I don't think anybody's cheshish for that. Certainly the husband does not have that in mind. Just that there's an Indian, just showing that there's an even not the forget that the husband should not hear the bracha of the klal. Why it is that way is not clear. The Paiski is my name who tried to answer. Chavis Lador talks about it. It's a Kodan Kafei in the Tzitzeliezer. That I didn't see inside. He wants to, for whatever reason, it doesn't have the same din of the rest of the brachas. Nevertheless, it is clear, that is the halacha, that you do not have to hear the bracha, and you hear it say even without hearing the bracha of the woman that's being mother than here. Now the halacha over here that Mr. Mechaber says, in le mashi yirchal, shel al psachmal, kiach shemen umana kesener, because it's b'chal anik Shabbos, yesh la'ayin what the story is b'zmaneinu. Or Yumuchuyiv is a person who has no money whatsoever. Muchuyiv to go collecting money, so he should have neris if he has electric lights. If he has lights, does he also have to go collecting to have neris for Shabbos? Or not? It's b'chal ayin, but you already have the ayin b'etzim, because you have electric lights. So the Shemesh Abbas Chalas Taka Noita to be Mekel, and the Chaim No says that somebody that wants to eat Miboid Yoim, Shabbos is very late, and he wants to eat before Shabbos, and he's planning on finishing his Suda before it gets dark. So he really doesn't need a Nair. He says, in such a case, in a Chanami, he also does not have to be Sheryl of Sofim to get a Nair, because he doesn't really need it for the Suda. And Ramayisha Tanya, the Maisa, he says, even though we pass in Tziv Gimel, that if the shayla is in between Kiddush and Ner, you spend the money on Ner and not on Kiddush. However, bizmanenu that people have electric lights, certainly Kiddush comes first before Ner for the same reason. Sif Gimel. Hanashim Musaras by Yoisim Ripnation Matriz Babayas Vaiskis Vatarcha Bayas. The women are Mechuyiv in this mitzvah more than men are. The reason why the Mechaber says is because they're at home. The Rambam says a different reason, because they were the Medrash, because they were kava nearish aleilum. And Mamela, the woman is mechuyev. Nevertheless, there's an inyan for the husband, like you said, it's a phase that men are mechuyev. There's an inyan for the husband also to be involved in it. That's why the Mishnah Berurah says, "Toisha ish yisakin aneiris." Set up the nearest, you should be misakin aneiris. Not only that, in Reish Tamach Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah said also that the chachila, if you're going to light the candles and blow them out beforehand, so setting up the nearest and lighting the wicks beforehand, that they should be easier to light, that the husband should do. Not only that, I saw something interesting in the Shmir Shabbos also. He said Shomati, in one of the hours, he says Shomati, that that's the minug for a chosin to buy for the kala candlesticks, is that that's his chelik in the halakas nearest after the chasinu. The Bir Halacha brings down that later on in Divrei Masel Bachurim, Tzivav, that when the woman lights by the table, the husband can light in another room. That's also a way to be mekayim the mitzvah. And that's not how some people are knowing, that the husband lights in the other rooms. Now, should he make a bracha? Certainly he shouldn't make a bracha. The shayla is, what happens? Many people are knowing to light candles and also light the electricity right beforehand to be yoyt for the biyata should go both on the electric lights and on the candles. Should the husband turn on those lights in the dining room, or should the wife turn it on? Some say that that's the husband's chilek, so the husband should do it. And Yashiv Tanya Zohar, that Shvatit to be that from Yashiv, that the wife should do that, because that's a chilek of her adlaka. She's the one that's making the bracha. A chilek of her adlaka is the electric lights, and then that's the ikker. Matter of fact, somebody told me, I just heard this past week, somebody that I know that lights, most people that are knowing like this to flick on the lights right before the lakka, they first turn on the electricity, then they light the candles, then they make the bracha. He holds that the electric lights are the ikar, so he lights the candles, she lights the candles, then she turns on the electric lights, then she makes the bracha. Either way, the bracha is going on both of them, l'chara. The shayla is just which one you should be masmech. The ikar one is the one that you should be masmech. Since the bracha is going on both, and therefore the woman should do that in Kindimani, that's the minig of the Erlum, that at least the one in the dining room, the lights in the dining room, that the woman does. If the husband wants to light anywhere else in the rest of the house, else the kium of even turning on the lights, else since chelek, that is also a chilek of the mitzvah, as in Mahura in the Mishnah Berurah later on. Should you make the bracha before you turn on the lights? On Yantif. If you're turning on the lights, on Yantif? Most people don't turn on lights on Yantif. What's that? Erev Yantif. Say Erev Yantif. If you're lighting on Erev Yantif, you're not lighting on Yantif. So that we'll get to when you light. Also depends on when you're lighting. You could, in a Hanami. That would be the same. What happens when the woman is not home? Who lights the nerus? So Mishnah Berurah says, "Afilu kshehi yoledes b'shabbos rishena malak abal mevarech." When she's yoledes, the first week, the husband lights. The shaila is, why does the husband light? Why can't she light? So the pasha is, she's not home. It's like a little bit not so mashma. So if you look at the Agoyes, Baruch Frankel in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, he says simply because she can't get out of bed. But in Echonami, if they can bring the nearest to her, so there's no problem, then she can lie over there. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan says a different reason. He says that she's probably dirty from the dam from the birth, and therefore she's not able to make a bracha. Since she's not able to make a bracha, that's her shalai. That seems to be the smichus of the Mechaber, the Mechaber of the Mishnah Berurah. He says, "Kshi yoledes b'shabbos yishreina malak abal mevarech, mein idusa, ish mevarech b'atma." We don't have the issue that she's dirty, just that she's an idol, then in Echonami, she's allowed to make the bracha. Either way, both these times pashtus do not apply to Zmanenu, and therefore there should be no problem. And I saw that and that is the minig ha'olam, that anytime the woman is home, then she lights. And I saw Simcha Bunim brings down a sefer that Kach Hashamati Mi Remeisha Feinstein Mechaim Pecha Shaiber. That's certainly the minig. It's not an iser, it's not a din, it's just practicality. And where it's practical for her to light, then in Echonami she should light. Now, what happens though if she's not home? Who gets first? And there's girls that are of bas mitzvah age that are in the house. Who should light? Should the husband light or should the daughters light? So what's the shadow? Do we say that the mitzvah is on the ikar mitzvah is the husband betzem, and just the woman lights because she's mitzvah b'bayit, but betzem mitzvah is on the husband? Just like it is on the wife. And therefore, if the wife's not there, so the husband should do it. Or do we say, no, they'll always women get kedima. And therefore, if there's girls that are bas mitzvah in the Echonami, they should light. So, the Shavuos Yitzchak brings down from Yasha, then in the Echonami, the girls should light. Girls should light instead of the boys. However, Tzvi Shabbos Kalkin says, Mitzadeh not that way. He says that the husband should light. And I saw that in a few others for him also, that the husband should light. And Kimdumani, that is the Menigah Elam. Ubifrat, the interesting lashon, just quote the Graz. The Shmuel Shabbos also brings down the Graz. He says in Kuntres Achron, Ha'isha ein ela shluchah shabal, she'ikir hatala shalom b'bayis ole lidei rami. She'ikir hatala is shalom b'bayis ole lidei rami. Who's the ikir chiyuv? Betzim the ikir chiyuv is no husband, because the mitzvah is for shalom b'bayis. Chilek of the mitzvah is for shalom b'bayis. However, the woman, for whatever reason, she's the one that's going to mind to do it because she's mitzvah. She's b'bayis yisur kedema. However, she's only the shlech of the husband. Who's chayev for the shalom b'bayis in the house? The husband's chayev for the shalom b'bayis in the house. She's just the shlech. She's not there. Then zikr reverts back. Make her din to the husband that he lights. Kimdimani, that is the minigar ilam, that the husband lights when the wife is out. That is Sif Gimel. Sif Dalet. Lo yakdem lamar lahadlikoi ba'ir ayam gadol. Shoz in anikish ma'lik l'chavet Shabbos. V'gam lay achar. Don't light it too early and don't light it too late, like the Gemara says. Revisa told his wife, not too early, not too late. Now, the reason why you shouldn't do it too late is because it might be, once it gets too close to Shkia, you might miss the buzzer. And you might not be able, by the time you get around to lighting, if you leave it for the last 3 minutes, and by that time something comes crops up, then you're not going to get around to lighting. But b'di'evin, if you did leave it for that time, certainly one is allowed to light, as long as he's allowed to do malacha, he's allowed to light and should light. The same thing applies the other way around also, lo yaktim. The halacha is you should not be makdim too much. Not to makdim too much means you should not be makdim in an oifin that it's not nicker, that it's going to be l'chavet Shabbos. However, when it is nicker that it's going to be l'chavet Shabbos, then you're allowed to be makdim also. When is it nicker that it's l'chavet Shabbos? If the person b'shas tadloko is manik l'chavet Shabbos and makabel Shabbos. If she's manik l'chavet Shabbos and makabel Shabbos, then it's nicker that the tadloko is l'chavet Shabbos and you're yaitzeh. That's only up until Plaga Mincha. Before Plaga Mincha, even B'dieved are not Yetzer. And B'dieved, let's say a woman lit after Plaga Mincha, and she didn't have in mind to be Mekabel Shabbos, nevertheless, L'chatchila she should have in mind, nevertheless, B'dieved, the Be'er Halacha says, that she was Yetzer Yerchiv Adlachas Neiris, even though she was not Mekabel Shabbos. Now, one second, we'll get to that in a second. The Be'er Halacha points out over here, and this is before later on, Kumta says that there's really two dinim with regard to Hadlakas Neris. If a woman lights right away before Shabbos, that it's nicker to everybody that you're lighting close to Shabbos, then lighting L'chava Shabbos, then there's no problem, even if she's not Mekabel Shabbos, then she's allowed to light at that time. That means she's allowed to make it tonight. We'll see later on, she's not supposed to make it tonight unless it's a tzarech, but she at least has the ability to make it tonight if she needs to. However, when she lights not close to Shabbos, she lights too far from Shkia, too early, close to Plaga Mincha, then it's not nicker that her halakha is L'chava Shabbos, and she's not allowed to light that time, unless she's Mekabel Shabbos. That, this being the case, she's not allowed to make it tonight, that she's not being Mekabel Shabbos. We have to see that the halakha is L'chava Shabbos, she's not allowed to make it tonight. Now, when it's considered close to Shabbos, that she's allowed to make it tonight, or when it's considered far from Shabbos, that she's not allowed to make it tonight. In America, the minhag is light at 18 minutes before Shkia. Even though Ramesh in the Tshuva says 20 minutes, the minhag of Rav Tfutzis Yisrael is 20 minutes, in Bnei Brak I think it's 30 minutes, in Yerushalayim it's 40 minutes. So, what's considered, is 40 minutes considered close to Shabbos? And if 40 minutes is considered close to Shabbos, is in America, it's also considered close to Shabbos or not? So, Diane Weiss and Mishlomo Zalman and Menachem Shlomo, they both sign to that. In Yerushalayim, even though it's 40 minutes before Shkia, nevertheless, it's still, since that's the minute of the Olam, that everybody lights at the time of Chavat Shabbos, so certainly if you're lighting at the time, it's nicker that you're lighting at the Chavat Shabbos. And that's Lumaisa, the way that the Arba Shabbos time is. He says that every place for its time. In places where they light 18 minutes before Shabbos, so 18 minutes. Places where they light half an hour. Place 40 minutes, 20 minutes. If it's 5 minutes before Shabbos, it's clear that's considered some of the Shabbos. The question is, when you're already getting 20, 30, 40 minutes, so it's not so clear that's the Kavod Shabbos, unless the minig in that place is to light at that time, then clearly, why are you lighting at that time? Everybody lights at the time of Kavod Shabbos. The horn went off. And now's the time that they've been playing music for the last 5 minutes. Everybody knows they're supposed to light now. Why are you lighting? Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Mamela, it's clear that's the Kavod Shabbos. In America, 40 minutes before Shkia, the Mechir and the Hanami, Kenzan is not considered. Now, Yesh L'ayin Bizmaninu, where, why is anybody lighting candles? Everybody has lights. So Bizmaninu L'chir, any time you're lighting candles, certainly it's the Kavod Shabbos. Nevertheless, I didn't see anybody except the Bnei HaChabura, that remember that Nikuda, that L'chir Bizmaninu, certainly it should be considered. I would say that's why it's Pashit, even though there's Machlekes. If a woman lit after Plaga Mincha, right after Plaga Mincha, and she did not have in mind to be Kabbal Shabbos, there's a machlekes over here between the Derech HaKayim and Kiva Ege, whether or not you're Yetzer. B'Shabur L'Maisa Machriya, that you are Yetzer, even though she wasn't B'Diyavid, you're Yetzer. L'Chur certainly B'Zmanenu, that everybody that's lighting candles is lighting the Kabbal Shabbos, certainly it's Nicker that she's lighting the Kabbal Shabbos, even if she wasn't Kabbal Shabbos, and therefore, certainly we should be, at least, even if it was machlekes back then, B'Zmanenu, certainly we should be Machriya, like Kiva Ege, that B'Dieved, she's going to be Yetzer. Now, what's considered a tzarech to make a tanaim? That's really later on, that is not now. If you want to know with regard to this Shabbos, you only have to go to the Kreisel. Ayin Rosham Zalman. Harek Oslam Zayin. That's later on, I don't want to get into it now. How early, just one akud over here, number of the Arilam asked the question, so just to be mavar, the Bir Halacha says that L'maisa bevadi yesh lismech al abach magan avram diyokal l'kabal of Shabbos shtei shoyis kodum alayla. You're allowed to be makabal Shabbos 2 hours before nightfall. Now, that's a little bit problematic because in the very next Bir Halacha he says that if you light before Plaga Mincha, then you're not Yetzer Afilu B'Diavad. Plaga Mincha is 1 hour and 15 minutes before Shkia. So you have to say, and I found this from Rishon Lezion, says this afterwards, Rishon Lezion points it out, he says, 2 hours before nightfall, that means 2 hours before Seiz Gechav and Bein Utam. That's 72 minutes after Shkia. 2 hours before that, which comes out to be about 48 minutes before Shkia, then certainly you're Yerushalayim. But you could even go up until an plaga mincha, which is an hour and 15 minutes before arishki, which is even more than that, half an hour more than that, you're also yaitzeh. But b'di evan, certainly, you're going to be yaitzeh. You're going to be yaitzeh as long as you lit from plaga mincha. Sifhei. Kishiyala kivara borcha ta Hashem lekenu melech ha'ilom, asher kidishon mitzayis v'tzivon, ala lekenu shal Shabbos. Echon ha'ish ve'echon ha'isho, gam b'yom tov tzorach levarach ala lekenu shal yom tov, what does he say in Tafei Shud? There the Mechaber says, Mishra Berurah brings down, the maybe Shem Mechaber does a poisek, a masach levarach, the sphere legam, the yom kippurim, av she'im bo yachil v'shtil, v'ein shaykh lov mitzvot einig, afil v'achi shaykh v'ein mishra shalom bayis. He brings down over there that there are shittas that hold that you should make a bracha on Yom Kippur, even though there's no eating, so what? You don't have that Indian of the Lachas Neris. There's still the Indian of Shalom Bayis. You shouldn't bump into anything. And therefore you light a light and make a bracha. And that is the meaning of Olam. To make the bracha. Because there's no Einig. Ein Shaykh Lav Mitzvah's Einig. The Indian of lighting by the Suda, which Tyson says is Einig. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah seems to go. But there is still the Indian of Shalom Bayis. Le'ikoshel. Now Yesh Ma'ayin Bizmaninu. Where we have lights. Is there an Indian to light on Yom Kippur? Shalei Kosho, because you already have lights. That we'll see. Bez Hashem, we'll see the Bachasher. We'll mention it. Behemshech. And that maybe is the savior for a lot of different things. Bizmaneinu, that we have electric lights. How are we going to make brachas? The Yisrael that the Eish Lavrami Bachash says is maybe the easiest way out. When do you make a bracha on the nearest? So the Ramah continues and he says, Yesh Mishar Mishar Mavarach Nekvein Ma'ad Loko, Yesh Mishar Mishar Mavarach Achar Ad Loko, Kedesh Yerevi Las Yosoy, Kedesh Yerevi Las Yosoy, Yelein Mera Ad Lachar Bracha. The two tzadim of when you should light is, do you light beforehand because it should be Yerevi Las Yosoy, or do you say, no, I day the Bracha, you say Lalek Nershal Shabbos, your Maskir Shabbos, and anytime your Maskir Shabbos, whether it's by Yechulu, Mizmur Shul Yom HaShabbos, Kud Shabbos, possibly, the Kibaker even says, anytime that you're masculine in your Shabbos, you're makabel Shabbos. So, if you're saying lahalik nirshal Shabbos, you're makabel Shabbos, and it's too late. You're not allowed to light anymore. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Ramah, that the minig of the olam is to first light and then make the bracha. It's not ergal asiyasi. Stick your hand in front of it, or the way that women do it nowadays is to cover their eyes. It's not clear what the sivuvim that are done beforehand are. That I did not get a klara. Though I've seen random interesting ideas, but it's not clear. I would think that lulei the mistafin amino, I would say that where the makar for this came from. I saw somewhere it says in Sefer Minhagim they saw that there's no makar for such a thing. So where did the mice come from? Everybody does it. Interestingly enough, the Ramah says you should stick your hands in front of the fire. Most women do not do that; they cover their eyes. Obviously, the best way, like by Shema. Why are you supposed to cover your eyes by Shema? You shouldn't, Mishnah Berurah says, so you shouldn't be distracted by anything that's around you. Now, you have two ways not to be distracted by everything around you. Either stick your hands in front of everything, which is very difficult to block out everything, or to just cover your eyes. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says Ramah, what should you do? Stick your hands in front of the mirror. And then there's not going to be any light anywhere else. So the simplest thing to do is to cover your eyes. But the way to block out the light, all the light around, is you have to do sivuim. So it's the pashat akim of the Ramah. That's what I would say. But if anybody has any makar, I asked the Big Tam Chacham, who gives us a weekly shir on Hilchos Shabbos. He started from the beginning, and he had no idea. But the person in Chavrusa, he says, "What do you mean? It's blocking the light." But he didn't explain the sivuim. But lachar, either way, certainly that is the minhag of the Olam to at least Ashkenazim. Bavadi says certainly that the minhag is not that way. For the Sfaradim, the woman should not do that way. Sfaradim, and even the minhag is to light first. They should change and make the bracha first. And that's Meduyik in Sif Yud. He says, Al pizeh noyges tzat no Hashem she'achas shebirchu v'hidliku aniris. Birchu v'hidliku aniris. They drop it. And that seems to be how the Mechaber goes, that you should light first, you should make the bracha first, and then light. However, the meaning of the Ashkenazim is to light first, and then to make the bracha. And cover your eyes as soon as you finish lighting, before you... That's not considered getting enough. Either way, either it's just to be mekayim that Indian lechur, even if you didn't, you still make the bracha. The question is, what happens when it comes to yontif? When it comes to yontif, there's no problem to light, to make a bracha and be mekabel yontif, and then light. As a matter of fact, some women lechatchila light on yontif. They light on yontif. They don't light 40 minutes before and or 80 minutes before and like on Shabbos. Rather, light on yontif because you're able to light on yontif. Do we say leiklo since on Shabbos, you light first and then you make a bracha, so to on yontif, or do we say no? Yontif is different than Shabbos. Why? Because yontif, like the Dogma of Rava says, on yontif it's a different bracha. Leiklo is only when you're making the same bracha. If you're making a different bracha, it's a different inyan. Say la'anir shel yontif, you light first, you make a bracha first, and then you light. Lamaisa, the Mishabur brings down two tzadim. He says, the Magen Avraham says, like Plug. The Mashmoy says he's being Machriya, not like the Magen Avraham. He says, Avai Harvi Achreinim Sri Luka Moshe Kasafta Mitchila. Many Achreinim say not that way. And the Rosh Hashanah says, Kain Eker Ledino. In Kimdumani, that's how most people are Naik when you get Yantif. I actually once read in a certain sefer that there's three places that halachas are brought down from women. One in Halachas Neiros, one in Hilchas Chala, and one in Hilchas Nida. Clap connecting the three mitzvahs. This is the one that's in Hilchas Halakas Neiros from the wife of the Drisha, the mother of the Baal HaGoyes Drisha, Baal of the, I guess the person at the end who wrote it. But it's the wife of the Drisha, like Dagom Rav says, that says that in a Chanami, Yontif is taka different. Yontif, since you're able to light, you're able to make the bracha beforehand, then once you make the bracha beforehand. What happens? What's going to be an afkamina? Also, what happens when a woman is lighting and she's not being mekabel Shabbos, or a man is lighting? So the Biur Halacha clears this. Ein Mishnah Berurah v'isha shemashna she'ena mekabel Shabbos ba'alako or ish the kamar lana kamar dein zorach lahasnais mashma v'derech ha'chaim the filuachi aliki v'frisu yadeim v'chakach yivarachu mishum lo yplug k'tas magan avram divim ki v'eger it's mashma no, they should first make the bracha and then light. Now, Lachura, if we're going to say that we don't go with the Svar of Leplug, then in a Chanami, in this case, we should also not go with the Svar of Leplug, and the man and the woman, the man and the woman does not make a Kabbal Shabbos, should make the bracha first, and then light afterwards. However, it's not so simple, because the whole Svar that we don't say Leplug is because it's a different bracha. In this case, it's the same bracha, and therefore, it's not clear. Kimdumani, the meaning of the Olam is, I don't know what the meaning of the Olam is with a woman who's not Makabbal Shabbos. However, Kimdumani, the meaning of the Olam is that when men light, they make the bracha first, and then they light. Because they're talking about Mekabel Shabbos, and therefore you should lechatchila do it in the best oifen, which is Eivel HaSiyasei, first make the bracha, and then light. What happens if a woman who generally lights, and then she makes the bracha, and one Shabbos, she forgets, and she makes the bracha first? What does she do in that case? So somebody told me that happened. Echad Mechashuvei Avreich Yeshivas Mir HaKadosh told me that happened in his house. And he called it quick times out, and he said, let me light for you. You shouldn't light, you're ready to make Kabbal Shabbos, let me light. And I saw the Shmur Shabbos Tzatzataka brings down in one of the Aras. I didn't get to see the Sefer inside from the Imik Brocho, that it seems that in a Chanami, the husband should light in such a case. However, the Shmur Shabbos Tzatzataka himself is Machriya that the husband should light, that the wife should light. And I saw in Kervis Lachos and Shmur Kamenetsky, he says the same thing, that the husband, that the wife should light. And in the Hagoyis, they bring down from Kamen Svarim, that the wife should light in that case. Why? Why should she light in such a case? The Chorish is Rebbe Kabbal Shabbos. The answer is because if you make the bracha beforehand, how do the Sfaradim do it? Sfaradim that make the bracha beforehand, then they light the neir. How do they do it? So the answer is because obviously they're not being Mekabbal Shabbos. If you're making the bracha first and then you're lighting, then obviously you're not being Mekabbal Shabbos with the bracha because you're planning on lighting it. So if you made the bracha beforehand, that's the biggest gilui das. It's like a tenai that you're being Mekabel Shabbos. Now, obviously, Ashkenazim are different than Sephardim. Sephardim always do that over here. She made a mistake. Nevertheless, she was planning on lighting. She made a mistake. She wasn't planning on lighting. She just made the bracha. She thought she lit already. So in a case, so we'll get it in a second. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, not only is she allowed to light the bracha, is she allowed to light? She's even allowed to light the amount of candles she always lights. If she lights five candles, she's allowed to light five candles. She doesn't have to stop after two. However, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, in a case where she lights three candles, she usually lights five. She lit three candles, and somebody caught her attention. She thought she's finished. She makes the bracha. In that case, he says, in a chanami, you shouldn't light any more candles. Because there, you're ready, yoytzi your ikar chiyuv. So therefore, you don't have that gilui das anymore, because you already lit some of the candles, and then you made the bracha. In the case where you didn't light anything, certainly she has in mind that she's planning on lighting candles. She made a mistake, she wasn't thinking what she was doing, but certainly she knew subconsciously that that's what she's going to do. Not that she thought she lit all the candles, or any candles, and she just made a bracha. She's going to light the candles, and therefore, in that case, it could be same on it. And Rav Shmuel says, and Nari says that, because Lamaisa, there's many people that say that you let him make the bracha beforehand, then it's not considered a Kabbal Shabbos. Therefore, lechatchila, we don't want to get into machlekes. But the other, zikr we're saying on the other shitas. Now, what happens with regard to Yantif? Gambi Yantif. Ein Tzarach Levar Zman says, different topic. Ein Tzarach Levar Zman al lokal miyubamakam shenogu inim chizbiyadan. This is very negia for any yantuf. A bunch of yantuf are coming up. What's the halacha with regard to a woman making shachianu on a lachas neiris? L'chari b'pasha says there's no reason for her to make a shachianu on a lachas neiris because the husband's going to make in kiddush, and that's for everybody. There's no reason that she should make her a lachas neiris. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, that b'mokom shenogu ein limchis b'yod. What is the meaning of the Olam? The money, as far as I know, in America, the meaning of the Olam is to make shachianu. I think also it seems from the Mechabri Zmanenu that the minig is in Eretz Yisrael, it seems that everybody the minig is that they should make a shechianu. Why does that seem to be the minig Olam? Because if you look, Shmir Shabbos Bechosa and others, they discuss, Rav Moshe has a tshuva about it, that what's the story with a woman who makes the shechianu during Halakas Neiris? Is she allowed to say amen to the shechianu that the husband makes during Kiddush? Maybe it's considered a hefsek. She's not mechuyev in that bracha. So be'etzem, Kiddush starts off Brei Pri Hagafen. You're not supposed to be mafsik with anything from the Brei Pri Hagafen until you drink. However, anything that you need al tir chiyuv, you're allowed to say amen to. Therefore, any bracha which you need al tir chiyuv, you have to say. For Kiddush, you have to say amen. For Shachianu, you have to say amen. But if you already made the Shachianu, so you don't need that, so it's hefsek in between the Brei Pri Hagafen. Meila says that she mentioned Shabbos Kachasa, Mutov. Better that she shouldn't say amen. Rav Moshe says you don't have to worry about it, she's allowed to say amen. And telling them they're not going to say amen is just going to make bigger problems because they're not going to remember B'shas Ma'isa. Even if you told them right before Kiddush not to say amen, it's reflex to say amen to the bracha. They're going to say amen, and then they're going to be like, shoot, wasn't supposed to. Then they start talking in the middle of Kiddush. Don't do it. Just let them do it, and it's fine. Rav Moshe says it's not a problem. Pukhazi may amadabar. That's the best thing. Pukhazi may amadabar. They get mixed up. Pukhazi may amadabar. That it's not a problem. The meaning is for them to make a shachiyonu on the nearest, and they're allowed to make the shachiyonu. Elim chiz biyadam. And they're allowed to make the amen on the bracha of Kiddush. Okay, we're obviously not going to get to all the lachas of Achsanoi, but just to be masada them a little bit, the beginning, that the Olam should have a little bit of clarity with regard to the din of Achsanoi. The Mechaber brings down in Sevov Zayin Ches three halachas with regard to guests. The first halacha is Bachurim Aholchim Limlo Yichutz Mubeisam. Guests, bachurim, which Mishbur learns means married men, that are staying elsewhere for Shabbos outside of their house, they have to light in their house with a bracha. Siv Zayin says no. Areach shein lechedim yuchad v'gamim elikim l'beisay tzarech l'shad v'pruti. Talks about a guest that says that no, you don't have to, you don't light, and you don't make a bracha. Rather, you give to the Baal HaBayis. And in Siv Ches, he says, "Beizu gimel balabat moichel makom echod shkolach mevarach amener shaloi yeshem shkolach mevarach amener shaloi v'yesh megam v'davar v'nochon nizar b'tami brach mevarach lechabam." You should light and not make a bracha. So there's three scenarios of guests. The first scenario, he says, light and make a bracha. The second scenario says, don't light and don't make a bracha. Be mishtas with the balabais. And the third halacha, he says, light and don't make a bracha. So what's going on in all these different cases? And how does this play out halacha l'maisa? So Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halachah, he's marich with regard to this Dibur Masal Bachurim. It's not clear what does Bachurim mean. The Derech HaChaim says that Bachurim means Bachurim, unmarried men. However, says Mishnah Berurah that many Achrenim are not that way, and it's Meduyik and Kamar Rishenim also not that way, that we're talking about Bachurim means a husband whose wife, a married man, was not together with his wife. His wife is at home, and he left for a business trip. He went somewhere else for Shabbos. Therefore, it's a scenario where he has somebody lighting for him in the house. That's why these halachas are going to change. The Iker halacha says the Bir halacha. There's two different halachas. There's one halacha that you have to light. Halachas neiris, the house needs to have somebody light. There's a chayiva, the etzem mitzvah of halachas neiris. Halachas neiris, neiris Shabbos chayiva, like the Gemara says, you have a chayiv to light. That ikar chayiv is by the sudom. Tosfos says because of einik. Rashi says because of kavod. There is a chayiv to light in the house halachas neiris Shabbos. There's another chayiv. Even after you did that, you still have to light in all the rest of the rooms also. You shouldn't bang into anything. Now, somebody that's away for Shabbos, his wife is lighting in the house. And since his wife is lighting in the house, the ikar chiyuv of hadlakas neiris is being mekuyim. Because somebody is lighting for him. We find a similar thing when it gets to Ner Hanukkah. Says the Gemara says in Daf Chav Gimel, the Rav Zeir, when he's outside of his house, he didn't light Ner Hanukkah because he says they're malikin alav bebesi. So the Gemara says, just like we find it by Neiris Chanukah, so it's over here by Shabbos. It's not exactly clear what Shabbos has to do with Chanukah. There is a din of presumenis, which is on the house. This is not a din of presumenis, this is a din that your Suda should be eaten in a place where there's a lot of light. And you're 5,000 miles away from where your Suda is. What's it going to help you that in the house they're lighting there? So, the Mechabit Manen who deal with this, Rabbi Shmuel, gave us a lachas, he wants to tell you that there's an inyan for Kovet Shabbos that the house should have light lit l'kavod Shabbos, not stam lights that no one's going to use, lights that are going to be netted from. Therefore, the ikar place where your net is in the makom of the suda. But it's really a din on the bayis that the bayis should have l'kavod Shabbos lights that are lit l'kavod Shabbos. Mamela, as long as the wife is lighting for the husband, then she doesn't have the ikar chiv. All he has is a chiv. Shleikoshem beit v'aven. So if he has his own room, that's sifvav chedum yuchod. You're the only one in that room. Then you have to make sure that you're not going to bang into anything. Therefore, you have a chiyuv to light a candle there and make a bracha. If there's a bunch of people in your room, like the Biron Mishnah Berurah says, you're not the only one. So then, not everybody has a chiyuv. Everybody has the light that they shouldn't be able to see. But not everybody has to light an individual candle and make a bracha. And therefore, the one person lights is mevarach and is mitzi everybody. That's all going in a case where he has a cheder which is miyuchad. But if he doesn't have a cheder miyuchad, what does it mean he doesn't have a cheder miyuchad? He was staying by somebody else's house and they put him up together, there's not enough beds. They put him up together with the kids. And therefore he's sleeping in the kids' room also. So that's part of the regular room. He doesn't have his own place. So the balabais is ready mechuyev to make sure that there's going to be light in that room. That's his house. He didn't give away this room for Shabbos. So whatever the balabais is going to light, he can be same on the balabais. So he doesn't have to light. As the ikar chiyuv, his wife is lighting in his house. And as the chiyuv that he shouldn't bring into anything, that his balabais is taken care of. Now, this is where it gets very sticky. Bizmanenu, everybody has light. And therefore, the first issue is taken care of because the wife is lighting at home. You only have the second issue. The second issue, they shouldn't bring into anything. As long as there's some light. Some light means from the bathroom, from the hallway, from a nightlight, from the window outside, from the lights that are coming in through the window outside. As long as you have some possibility for light, which 99.99% of the time you do have possibility to have light, then mamela there's no inyan to light a candle for shleih kosher. Mamela, the standard husband going away does not have to light. A husband going away does not have to light, even if he has a chidum yuchad. Nevertheless, his wife is lighting at home. And he only has the light because of Shleih Kosher made to heaven. He has a light in his house. The electric lights are on. And therefore, there's no chiyuv for him to light. The only question that happens is when he goes away for Shabbos, and his wife doesn't want to stay home, so she leaves for Shabbos. So now there's no lighting in the house. Then what do you do? So in that case, in a chanami, you're going to be mechuyev the husband if he has a special place to light. He's going to be mechuyev to light. His wife's lighting somewhere else. But there's no chiv, there's nothing in the bayis. The bayis doesn't have the chiv. The bayis doesn't have her lighting somewhere else. The bayis gives me another time now that it's not when she's in her house. But if she's lighting somewhere else, then you weren't Makayim, you're chiv of the house. And therefore, you're not going to be mighty. You're not going to be Aitim. So then, in such a case, which is very common, a husband should have to light if she's staying somewhere else. Unless he's staying together, he should have to light because he wasn't Makayim Zonchiv. He doesn't have a wife lighting for him. However, the Bir Allah of the Mishnah Berurah brings down that Bachurim, which is referring to real Bachurim, that are eating by somebody else's house for Shabbos, then since they're being Samech or Shulchan of the people that they're staying, they're eating by that person. Even if it's not for the entire Shabbos, say the Preis Gizmaninu. Even if they're just there for Friday night. Nevertheless, they get the din of the Bnei Bayis. And the Bala Bayis, who lights the candles, is going to be Maisi them. They don't have a Chiyav. They're part of the house. The same way that the children don't have to light when the father lights and mother lights. So too, the guest who's eating there for Shabbos, since he's eating together with the family, he becomes part of the Bnei Bayis. And therefore, he does not have to light. He becomes part of the Bnei Bayis. That being the case, if the husband is somewhere else for Shabbos, and he's eating by somebody else's house, whether he's eating in their house, whether he's eating by Shevet Brachas in a hall, and somebody on the Bala Suda, whoever is there, is lighting there, he's nichlal in the Bnei Abayis. Come to it's the only time, even if he has a Cheder Miyuchad, because the Cheder Miyuchad, he has no problem, because he has light from outside. And out of his Etzem Chiyuv, he has Bnei Abayis. Come to it's the only time that a husband who's away for a business trip is going to have to light, is if he goes to Japan to oversee the fish, and he's eating in his hotel room by himself, and his wife went away for Shabbos. In such a case, in a Hanami, she's going to have to, if the wife didn't go away, so then she's lighting for him. And out the chiv of the room, he can get light from outside. The only question is, some people want to say in this case, since they're in different time zones, that it doesn't, since then you should change hotel. If he has no light from outside, zero. There's no lights, he has no windows, no nothing, the bathroom, nothing. In a chlami, such a case. And 100%, he has a chiv to light. He could do that, he could be mechayev himself. But he's closed all the trishim and closed all the bathroom, he doesn't have any. It's not found in the 21st century they're going to come to such a place. You're sitting there, it's pitch black and there's nothing there. Not a single light.
Black,
yeah. What? Can you be mechayev yourself for closing it? Maybe you could. That we'll have to get to later. Just over this land, the Kumtai said, a husband, the only shot is what happens during a different time zone. He's in Japan, and she's in Eretz Yisrael. So she's lighting in Eretz Yisrael, and it's already deep into the night in Japan. So can he be yotze with her hadlaka, which is at a time that he's not even allowed to light? The chiv is in the house, and the house is in the same time, as in the Shabbos. Memela, in a Hanami, there are many people, the Ber Meisha, Shuvas Hanogas, Moedim Nizman, I think of Sternbach, Zmeiko, the Ber Meisha has a true bad, he says not to be Semech on him. If they're in different time zones, you can't be Semech on him. Nevertheless, I think most places can say, Chodshani says, that you could be Semech on him, and therefore, even if they're in different time zones, you're allowed to be Semech on him. Once again, this whole question is only a question where he's eating by himself in a hotel room, and he's not eating by a Bala Bayis. Once he's eating by a Bala Bayis, then he's yaitzi with the Bala Bayis. On his Iker Chiv and his other Chiv, he's yaitzi in Gansan. It's only in this one in a thousand case that he's on a business trip somewhere, and he's mamish eating by himself in a hotel room, and he has no Bala Bayis, and he's in a different time zone. Then you have the case of possibly, you have the Shaila of the different time zones, whether or not you should have to light.